Welcome to California Frontier, the show about the often overlooked and unexpected early history of the place we call California. I'm your host, Damian Basich. Hi, everyone. This is going to be a relatively short episode, but I really felt it was important to talk to you a little bit about an event I attended on the weekend of April 12th to 14th of this year, 2024. And that is the California Missions Foundation Annual Conference. I'm a member of the board of directors of the California Missions Foundation, and I've been attending their conferences since 2009. This is the first in-person conference that the California Missions Foundation has held since 2020. The last one prior to the pandemic was just a few weeks before the lockdown. And since then, the last 3 years, 2021 and 22 and 23, the conference has been virtual. Now, those virtual conferences have been excellent, but in my opinion, you really can't beat getting together in person, and I'm going to tell you a little bit why. Well, first of all, what is the California Missions Foundation? The California Missions Foundation, or CMF, to abbreviate it, is the organization that is dedicated to preserving the physical reminders of California's early past. So particularly the missions, the ranchos, the presidios, those historic sites all around the state. But it is also dedicated to supporting scholarship into California's native mission, rancho past, you know, particularly the things that occurred before 1850, which is sort of the focus of this podcast as well. And that's not by accident. That's my personal interest, scholarly interest. Now, each year, the conference is hosted by one of California's 21 missions, or I suppose one of the presidios as well, but mainly by one of California's 21 missions. And this year was unique because we actually held the conference at two separate locations. That is, at La Purisima Mission in Lompoc, which is a California state park. And that's where the conference papers and lectures were delivered. And then at Mission Santa Ynez, which is a functioning mission, it's a functioning Catholic parish, is where we held the banquet, other events, social gatherings, and so on. That's also where there was a groundbreaking ceremony, because the Missions Foundation actually is supporting some of the earthquake retrofit that is going on at Mission Santa Ynez, which, by the way, is one of the things that the California Missions Foundation does, is to support all of those upgrades and maintenance activities that are so important to keep these historic sites functioning. As you can imagine, missions and other buildings from the Spanish and Mexican eras are made out of materials like adobe that, if they're not maintained, can easily fall apart, melt back into the landscape. So California Missions Foundation really does important work in keeping these places open and maintained and available for people to visit and to see and to touch. So we had our conference and the events at these two separate locations, but that are pretty close to one another. And in addition to the conference, the papers, the banquet, the mixers, things like that, those other gatherings, we also had private tours of nearby historical sites. So, for example, the first location of Mission La Purisima, which is not in the place where it is now. And that's also the case with many missions, that they were established in one place and later moved to another. Or the Mission Lavandería at Santa Ynez, which is where the water was taken by aqueduct down, and which is where the native inhabitants of the mission would, for example, do their laundry or wash different items like dishes, etc. The cool thing about these private tours is they are oftentimes led by people who know them best. For example, the archaeologists who excavated these places. So going to the conference is not only an opportunity to hear some really interesting papers and to visit these historic sites, but it's also the possibility to get sort of a behind the scenes, behind the curtain view of things that you might not be able to if you just went as a regular visitor, regular tourist. Now, talking about the conference presentations themselves, if you're into early California history, and I assume you are because you're listening to this podcast, you would find the conference presentations to be fascinating. They often delve into really little known but super interesting aspects about the missions, the ranchos, the presidios, native peoples, and so on, by people who really know what they're talking about. And it's not simply an academic conference where people get together and present papers that are only of interest to a couple of people in the world, although there are academic aspects to it. But it's very much a conference that is geared toward people who really want to go in depth on these topics, but also for people who are just curious and want to learn. So the presentations are really engaging. The people who present them are also very engaging. And the great thing also is during the breaks, you get to talk to these people. You get to meet people with these types of interests, people who are doing really cool things and who are very lively and willing to share their knowledge. So, for example, one of the things we learned about was the revolt of the Chumash Indians of 1824, which involved a number of missions in Central California, South Central California coast. And it's a topic that I knew a little bit about, but really Dr. John Johnson, who recently retired as a curator of the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History, was able to give from the perspective both of the Spanish, actually by 1824, it was part of Mexico, and the traditions of the Chumash people and what they recorded about the revolt and how it started and who was involved. So it really added a lot of layers to this important event that we don't hear much about. Another talk I listened to was by Milford Wayne Donaldson, who is a renowned preservation architect, and he was talking about the effort to create a UNESCO World Heritage Corridor based on El Camino Real de las Californias, right? So the trail up through the Californias, both Californias that connected the missions, the historical sites, etc. And it was really interesting to learn that only 8 of the California missions are designated as National Historic Landmarks. And this is a key component of being able to create a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The places have to be first designated as National Historic Landmarks. But the process takes a long time, so they're finding workarounds that can connect other historical sites as well that are also National Historic Landmarks. Let's see. There was a great presentation by my friend Eric Plunkett, who's been on the podcast twice and who will be back again, about tracing out the identities of people and villages that interacted with Junipero Serra around the time that he founded Mission San Juan Capistrano, 1770 to 1784. Or the fascinating presentation by David Rickman, who is the premier artist illustrator of early California. You probably have seen some of his depictions of early California life in books and displays. For example, the entire display at the Mission La Purisima Visitor Center is done by David. He's written books. He created an amazing book about early California. If there's anyone who knows more about the different groups and individuals in early California, the clothes they wore, the material culture that they used, I don't know who it is. I don't think that person exists. David is the go-to guy for all that stuff. And he's coming out with a new book, and I have a tentative promise from him to be on the podcast to hear about what he's doing. There was a fascinating presentation by Marie Duggan, who's been on this podcast, and she was speaking about a man named Pedro Calderon, who was a Spanish official living in Manila, who lived through the British attack on Manila and the capture of that city, and who wrote to Spanish colonial officials about really bolstering California as a place to prevent Russians and, of course, also the English from settling. Her presentation brought out all sorts of connections between California, the Far East, the Russians, the British, etc., things that most of us aren't aware of. And I'm sure she will be back as well in the podcast to talk more about that. So I'm not doing justice by any means to these presentations at the conference, because I'm leaving out lots of other ones, including the one by Dr. Rosemary Beebe and Dr. Robert Sinkowitz that they did about letters between General Mariano Vallejo and his wife Benicia. And those are moving, touching, poignant, because they're family letters. They're between a husband and a wife. Once again, I will be having them on the podcast as well. So conference presentations, amazing. But part of the experience of going to these conferences is to do them in the very places that we're talking about and that we're studying, to touch and feel the stones, the wood, to experience those places also lends a lot to the experience of the conferences. All this to say that I think that if you are listening to this podcast and you enjoy this type of information, hearing these stories, listening to the interesting people that I interview, I think you would really enjoy the California Missions Foundation Conference. So I'm throwing that out there. Next year, it is tentatively scheduled to be in February over the President's Day weekend, which was our practice in the past. And we're returning to that. And we'll likely be at one of the missions in the San Francisco Bay Area. The official announcement will be made soon. But just to give you a heads up, if you'd like to attend and to start planning now, which I highly recommend. Of course, if you want to know how to get notified about the next conference, well, continue listening to this podcast, and I will definitely be forwarding information. If you're not on our mailing list, get on our mailing list. Sign up at www.californiafrontier.net. And you can also get on the mailing list of the California Missions Foundation by going to californiamissionsfoundation.org. So California Missions Foundation is all one word. You can sign up there and get on their mailing list so you can receive updates from them. And like I said, I certainly plan to interview as many of the presenters from the conference that I can on upcoming editions of this podcast. So stay tuned. So this is just a public service announcement, because I think everybody who's interested in California history, who's interested in the missions, the ranchos, the pueblos, native life, everybody should go to the California Missions Foundation Conference every year. So stay tuned to the upcoming editions of this podcast. If you're not subscribed, subscribe so you get notified. And please send me your comments. Let me know what you're interested in. Let me know if you were at the conference. Let me know what you thought about it. And let me know if there are people that you would like me to interview. I get a number of great emails with suggestions. And if they fit in with the podcast, I definitely will reach out to those people. If there's a subject you'd like me to deal with, let me know. Once again, if it fits in to the scope of the podcast, or if it's connected somehow, I will certainly try and do something with it. So Thank you again for listening, and we'll be in touch on the next edition of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the California Frontier Show. If you'd like to support the show, the best thing to do is to let other people know about it. If you'd like to support it monetarily, there are a couple ways of doing that. One is by scrolling down in your podcast app to where it says support the show. There you can become a subscriber for as little as $3 a month. And if you want to give a one-time donation, just below you'll see where it says give a one-time donation. Finally, the show is supported by California History Teachers, which is a full year of lessons for fourth grade California history and social studies. You can find out more at www.californiahistoryteachers.com. And if you input the coupon code PODCAST, you'll receive 25% off your monthly or annual subscription. So check it out.